In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR and KRCC News. Another Coloradan has been arrested for allegedly participating in the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Glenn Wesley Croy of Colorado Springs had a court appearance Wednesday and faces charges of violently entering a government building and disorderly conduct. Outgoing U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn tells CPR News he expects several more arrests in Colorado and across the country as investigators continue to examine the evidence.
They have mostly video evidence obtained off social media, but it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Dunn, who is stepping down at the end of the month to make room for a Biden administration appointee, said any criminal charges filed against Coloradans will be prosecuted in Washington, D.C. Governor Jared Polis gave his State of the State address at the Capitol Wednesday, but things were different from previous years. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berklin was in the chamber. She says the difference is largely because of social distancing guidelines and other health safety measures during the pandemic.
There were not as many people here, and so the legislators were spaced out. Typically, senators come into the chamber and sit next to a House member. We didn't have that this year. It was more muted just because you didn't have the quantity of people in the room itself.
That's CPR's public affairs reporter, Benta Berklund. It's 19 degrees in Denver, 16 in the Springs. This is CPR News.